Beginning of our daf, Masechet Bamitzia, daf Tzadik Vav. We begin on the base. We begin Teis Masla. We begin the Gemara. Amar Rava. Rava says, "Lafum churfa shabeshta." According to how sharp he is, that's the mistake that he made. Yeah, I mean, he was being deicha the subject of Rama Chama. Maybe the child is shilbal. Maybe it's chizbal. So Teis says, "Have a matzah the mitzvah for Rava me masnit." The truth is, Rava could have asked from a Mishnah. The perikamana. The vomits and the son of vomit alf. So now the Mishnah Torah nichse milog im pachsu pachsu la. If it goes down, for her. So amasu you see in the machrayes habal. It's not with the responsibility of the husband, and therefore he's not responsible to pay the damages. So Tais says you're right. El da'adif parach. He asked even better, which is that. Because that's just from a Mishnah. Here it's like from Mineu Bay. It's from the logic itself. But Inami, another approach you could say is actually, Hahimas Neitan, that Mishnah would not be a riot, because Ikalokmo, you could explain the Bekarka property, Shnismait Medin Shemrin, which is actually excluded from the halacha of the liability of Shemrin. Because I'm Bazal, like the Gemara said, Nav Nav Marav, Shemachinam in a Nishba, Unpid Kisrona would not have to swear in that situation, Shemachinach and Hashem, Unpid Kisrona would not have to pay, and if it wasn't Shail, it's going to give Shail, because the Bechiyishal Koye, Amaydekar Le'el, it's going back on what was said before, Shemachinam Shemachinach, and he would also have the same halacha, that he'd be exempt from Karka, so therefore, it wouldn't be a riot from there that is Potter to say, to ask on Rami Bachama. The next test, Master, begins the Gemara. The Agmine Para and Vahad Nasba. So Gemara explains the Savik Rambam Chama if he rented a cow from a woman and then he married her. Which Tosfos says the Vahad the Matzal Meim, the Gemara could have just as easily said the Shol Mina Para, he borrowed from our cow. It's just what's common. Usually men don't borrow from women cows, they'll rent it from them. And if that's the case, that the Gemara picked. He makes this Master because the Gemara is Seicher. Nami have a taste of schiris v'chul, which the Gemara is asking that, just like if the husband is a shayel, so the shayel is bevaylam and removes from the schiris shalay bevaylam, so the Gemara says, well, a seicha nami have a nami, so then we say, oh, have a taste of schiris, and then the new schiris also bevaylam should also remove the shalay bevaylam, which. Tais is basically says that there's a difference, but he's answering. He's saying, "Well, in the stable of Maimer, it's not logical for the Gemara to say the Davka Sheila Shachis of Leschayim Ba'insin." Only no man. Now that you used to be a lower level, now you're going up to the higher level of a Shail, that you're obligating yourself an Einsin. So that's a new thing. Mafkiyah Skir Shematchil, that will remove the Skir that was in the beginning, in contrast to you were and you still are. So now maybe Babal will not take effect. And that says that the Gemara did not think that was a logical differentiation. The word Gemara, Bal b'nechse ishtei, a husband by his wife assets, lo shoylav v'lo seichav, he's not a borrower, he's not a renter, and says Taisus with me. However, near the reed appears to the reed that, but the shem echin mava, but he is considered unpaid custodian, and therefore v'chay b'pshi he would be liable for negligence. Fizer, according to this, alikech b'hem al shleishim yoyim. So based on this principle, that the same thing would be like we're saying the husband's alikech if someone buys an animal shleishim yoyim for 30 days. Avakav the love shoyil haba, although he's not a borrower, he's not a renter. The beloshin mekach, because in the terminology of buying, lokach, that's how he bought it, become mokum shemichin haba, but he would still be considered as an unpaid custodian, he would be liable for pshias. Rather, the husband's considered as a purchaser, and that we know in Risi Reb Chanina, that he says, Ushdu mesakin, that the husband can remove from lukuchas because he's the first lokach. So say if you're gonna say that the lema the Yerushava should say the husband's not a lekeach, but rather like an inheritor. What does that mean? Because they can say the achrina when there is a loss to someone else. Actually, halacha is have a yerush, but lekeach actually is considered as an inheritor, not as a buyer. Because I mean, I'm saying pekish neklin, like the one says in Babasak daf kuf lamatas mebeis, and b'halacha can say that here there's a loss because dim sheila, because. Reason why it's considered a loss over here is, for example, if let's say the mshala ha'isha, if the woman borrowed something, then yischayev b'gneva v'aveda, then he'll be liable for gneva v'aveda, But I mean, you have a Yerush if he was considered as a Yerush, because again, it's a loss for the mashal, and we find the father, they were orphaned, that the father had died and left them over a cow that he had borrowed. And it died within the days that it was borrowed. And so some other einus Allah has in chayv einzim that says the yershin did not chayv einzim. But mashman sounds like gnei vavei the chayav, and that for gnei vavei that chayav, which is not the case for lekeach. But we see that it makes a difference if you're a yerush because you chayv on gnei vavei. So why are we saying that the husband's lekeach when we see that actually that is considered as a yerush when there's a loss and this is a case of a loss? Sometimes it says we can say is the leish avi rabban and yerush. The Rabban did not say that the husband is like a Yerush. Elim Shem Seded Al Menusai. When do we say when there's a loss? When there's a loss specifically to his widow, Kadesh Tei Nezenz Ben Chasov, so that she could get fed from his assets. Because I mean, Chasov, like the Gemara says over there, Elim Shem Seded Al Mashal, but because of the loss of the lender who the wife borrowed from, Ein Lo Nelasas Ki Yerush, then we don't make the husband like a Yerush L'chayve B'Gnev Aveda to say that he's going to be liable for Gnev Aveda. And the reason why we don't say that is Shem Yirtza, because if the guy wanted to, Lo Yishalenu, he wouldn't lend it to the woman. Who pushed him to lend it? And it's like as if he caused a loss himself, and then we're not going to downgrade the husband from Lekeach to a Yerush, and that's why the Gemara says the husband's like a Lekeach, even in this case where it's a loss to the Mashal, because it's not a loss to his wife. Next says, in the words of Gemara, Baal Ben Nechsi Ishtei Mimal. The question is, the husband and his wife's assets, is he considered as having committed Me'ilah? As the Gemara, as Tosafot explains, do we say that the husband committed Me'ilah? He does the primary action, because he married her, and through that, he gets the rights to the money. So he's doing the action that should be the Me'ilah. Maybe no. He also says she did the primary act, Ikra HaMaisa. She nisses like, because she was the one that consented to get married to him. Maybe, you know, Bezna also Ikra HaMaisa. Maybe the court is the one that made the primary action. Shatikta, she is given honest. They're the ones who instituted that he has the rights to the money. So that's the Gemara's question about who we consider as having done the Me'ila. Next test, Master Begin, was the Gemara Rabbi says, Man Nimel. This says, who should have committed Me'ila? Nimel Baal, do we say that? That the husband committed Me'ilah? Rabbi saying that the husband did not commit Me'ilah because he doesn't want to acquire money that's forbidden. It comes out, he didn't do anything wrong. As he says, Haloi lo asa shemaisa, he didn't do anything because the suvali nichali delikne, he doesn't want to acquire anything prohibited. So Taisa says that the truth is that lo yitzarech letamze, Rabbi did not have to come on to this reasoning. Why? Afilu nichali delikne hakol mashabayada. Even if, let's say, he was pleased to acquire whatever she has, the filah shalachayim, even if it's other people's monies, which are hektish and a bed of hektish, still he would not have acquired it. Because the chum did not institute that she gets something that's forbidden. And if that's the case, how could he have committed me'ilah just with the marriage, without actually taking the money? So let's say you're right. So what's the reason why we're saying this svara? Elefishik of business just because regarding when we discussed the entity of the court. Hochuk Laitaima, we needed to say this differentiation, if it's something that he wanted or not. So we say it over here, but the truth is that even if he wanted by the husband, it would not make a difference. That's one answer, says Taisus. Inami, or another approach, says Taisus, that actually Nakte, the reason why he said it was Lamem to say that Phil Lokachamois, that even if he takes the monies, Lo Yimel, he will not commit Me'ilah. And the reason for that is, even when you're taking the money, that's what Rav was saying, because he's not pleased to acquire something that's forbidden. And therefore, in this cabin, he did not intend to acquire what someone else's, but in this cabin, he did not have in mind when he took it, to take it out of possession of the owner, because he thought it's his. And therefore, the Inamah is not commit Me'ilah, because it's Elikashabullah, he's Mishas Bailam. You only commit Me'ilah when you're intending to take it out of the possession of the owner. Like when you steal or rob from the possession of his friend. It's obvious from the Gemara in the first part of the Chagig, that Yonim Beis, the Amar, that the guy says, Nutl Evan, and it says, over the Nutl Evan, the Kurdish al Hektish. The Gemara says, if a guy took a stone or a beam of Hektish, so Loi Mol, he has not committed Me'ilah. Nusla Chabeda, once the Gizba gives it to his friend, oh, then no Mol, then he commits Me'ilah, and the guy did not commit Me'ilah. Parak the Gemara asks, What do you mean? Migzal Gazli is robbing it. Malhu Malchabe, what's the difference if it's him or if it's friend? The Gemara answers, Begizbar, we're talking about by specifically a treasurer. I'm a source named Binyan, that the stones of the structure are given over to Maskin. That's what we're talking about. So Alma, so we see, says Taisus, since it's in his possession, where he's not intending to take it out of possession of the owner, because he thinks if it's his, doesn't realize, he's not going to commit me'ilah by taking it. Timel, so then the Gemara says, Timel ihi, she should commit me'ilah. So no, she also didn't do anything because she's not interested in acquiring with her marriage. Only Heter, should take the Chacham instituted for him. But and even if she took it and gave it to him, she did not commit me'ilah. Because she's not intending to take it out of the possession of the owner. It's only his that she thought to give it to him. So then the Gemara goes on. So that maybe the court should commit me'ilah, etc. That's the Gemara's Hemshah. Next test about to begin with the words of the Gemara. Zil Shalom Le Nargam Alya. Go ahead and you gotta pay him back a bona fide Narga. A new ex. Pishbukunj, as Rashi explains, Narga Ma'alya, what does that mean? It means Acheris Yitnalay. He has to give him a different one. Vashram you shall shayim. And the bar has to keep the broken piece. So it says, that does not seem to be correct according to Reina Shmuel. So I feel like Gan of a Gazlin, because even a robber and a thief, Mashma, it sounds like, and they can pay back even brand, meaning something, whatever is worth any value, like the case of a damager, or who could pay back anything. I mean, Perakam of the Baba Kama, like it says, Kulon ka Abbasin, when we say Gan of a Gazlin, are considered Abbas, like the primary Abbas, which is Lashal Mimetav, to pay for the best, Pidish. In other words, Esen Rabba Aves, when we say there's 24 primary categories, but Ganav Gaz Mechlolan and Ganav Gazlan is including them, so Amasisi, Midam Tashlami Ganav Gazlan, that we compare the payments of Ganav Gazlan, Tashlami Nezik, to the payment of a Nezik. Payment came to the Nezik, he's part of Subin, so he should be able to pay back brand, like the Dal Dabas Mazikin. So how could Rashi say that he can't pay back with the broken pieces? So Mefash, or Rabbi Shmuel, says, the Mishal Nargum Alyu, what does that mean, that he paid back a bona fide axe? It means Hainu Shapchas, the depreciation Shuhuzl Mishasa Shvira, that the item went down in price. From the moment it broke, all the way up until the court case, because it obviously loses value when it breaks, and then it's even more as time goes on, it depreciates. That's what we're saying, Havad Shoyel, that's the loss of the borrower. So it's his loss. Umisabala Shvaram, and he has to add on to the broken piece of Kishasa Madabadin. As it's worth at the time of the court case, until it's worth as it originally was worth a full-fledged axe. And the reason for this is the Rav Lagan of Gazan, because Rav compares it, this halacha, to Gan of Gazan. The Amish Shmuel Perakam of the Baba Kama on the Rav Medav says the ain't shaman, we don't evaluate Loyla Gan of Loyla Gazan. Elul and Izakan only for the laws of damages. But obviously, Rav holds no, the Afl Shayel, that even for a Shayel, ain't Shaman, or the Girsim Ashur Shaz is Lashayel Shaman, and Vahasa Maisi Milsa the Dab and Milsa the Shmuel. The Gemara brings Rav's teaching out the teaching of Shmuel. Chol Alocha Ayri Hasim. Now, the whole Alocha there is talking about Le'ilman they previously, but Chas Nevela, regarding the depreciation of the dead animal, the Nizakah, but that's the loss of the victim. And they tell him, Dina Hachi, that's the halacha, the shvarim, that and this meaning our Gemara. Now back to our Gemara. So that's what Rav was saying, that yeah, the depreciation is the loss of the borrower. That's what meant you have to give back a full-fledged axe. So now Rav Kanravasi say, is that the halacha, the shvarim b'shus mashal huzlu? The broken pieces go down in possession of the owner. The shoyel, when they asked Dina Hachi, they were saying, no, what are you talking about? It's in his position. The Shoyal Lahav Kagazan, a borrower is not like a Gazan. The Gazan Kan Lagamri, because the Gazan acquires a totally Gizela when he robs it, Bishinui, Miso or Shvira, when it changes it, when it dies and it breaks. Lachim Adelei, shoyl tavri, and therefore the borrower could give back the broken pieces. But shomli kama hayishvarim shom shas shvira, and you evaluate how much the broken pieces are worth when it broke. But he supplements the value of the of the vessel. Now has a contained tab of tzadzem and alf chas the mashal. So the losses for the owner could be the nizik like that of a victim, and that's what they were telling him when they said, is that the din? As the Gemara says that talach is like Rav Kahana Ravasi, the mahavli tavri mamali le dmei mana. The Rambam explains also like in the Ben Ishmol. El shahis v'pirish, he just adds on and explains the pligi that they disagree. Afil heichad the leka b'chas, even when there's no depreciation. So what does it mean? So what's the machlokes? Dilo Rav Kahana Rav shenish b'kli b'shul shoyil, that he holds, as we explain, that the breaking of the vessel happened in the possession of the borrower. So peichsin loy, we diminish for him sheisham loy dmei nargim aliyah, that he has to pay, like he said, his words were a full fledged axe. Meaning, what does that mean? I thought it didn't go down the value. Oh, what's the difference? Is that the imalam de noisel shamashom, that we don't teach him to pay back the broken pieces, because it's his. It broke in his possession. But if you want to pay back the broken pieces, becheshbon, and according to the calculation, of course, yishami can pay back like that. No, we teach him to give back the broken pieces. Even shem b'shus mashal, because it was always in the possession. It broke in the possession of the owner. So therefore, that would be what would be dependent on this machlekes. Now, Tosfos just explains, he says, this is brand new Yishami. Minayin shein shom, and how do you know that you're on the value of Leganab Leligazlin? Vom, and Abba Mamali says, from the Pasuk Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, that it's two living things that he pays, Blame Mason, that when it's dead, Ad Kan, Begneva. That's Begneva, Begzela Minayin, and the Begzela. So I'm in a bind, so it says in the Pasuk, Begzela Begzela Asher Gazl, he returned the robbery that was robbed. So when it says Kasher Gazl, doesn't it mean that you should get back literally as it was, a living animal, some other animal, and not brand? But rather, what it's teaching is that because you're allowed to give back brand, this chayim shnayim yishalim means that it was still alive, and it went down, give it back as it is. But if it went down as dead, then you have to give that depreciation. Or inami. When it says Chaim Shnayim Yishalim, is Hakol Mishalim Balei Pchas. Pays it all without depreciation. You bring back the vitality for the principal as it was when he stole it. Chimash Be Yishalim, the Kedushin, that the Hasim Kama, the Yishalim says, with him, and in Abel Matam Level, how do you know the owner does not have to be busy with the dead animal? Amar Baba Bamam, it says Chaim Shnayim Yishalim Balei Mason. Now, mashma de b'chas nevela ari. It sounds like that we're because we're talking about the depreciation of the dead animal. So he said, according to this, how the poly gibbel does a pericam and the babakam and the rabbi and the comment that he said, shom legal megazlin. Yes, lechich, he can prove from there the shina in a kaina that if you're saying that you value pagan megazlin, means to say that obviously shina is not kaina and the lahochi of b'chas lebailim. Therefore, the depreciation is for the owner. In other words, that's where we shum legal megazlin, that we evaluate, how much was it worth? Because to say that, no, it's like considered the owner's, it's considered his loss. It was not the loss of the gan megazlin. Problem is, when Taimin Rabbi Yezu Gufim and Rubber and Blazim himself and Baba Kamadab Samachaz Malab Kama says, Tate, you should know, Shastam Geneva have a Yish Bailam. Generally, Geneva, you say that the owner gave up. And then he says, Ma Tvicha, so we compare Tvicha Nachira. By the halach of Dalvei, just like slaughtering the hanamais of his actions were successful, obviously the animal slaughtered is dead. Afmechira also selling it the hanamais that his actions were successful. Veich hanamais of the tvicha, ishina in the kaina. So how are you saying that when he slaughtered, he did anything if shina is not kaina? But amal mashma, obviously you see the hanamais of that his actions were successful. Jekonu shina maisa that he did acquire, he acquired it when he did something to it. So that seems to contradict what he's saying that for Gan Gazlin, that Shin is not Koina. Shemin says, we can say the Hanu Maisav, when it says that his actions were successful, love the Hanu Lin Kinan. Doesn't mean that it was successful, that he acquired it. It didn't. El the Hanu Lin Lekalk Lahavsin Momen is just that it did something to destroy the guy's money, but Tvich Hazabahima, to slaughter the animal. So too, they were saying that the Mechir also took effect.
Or Inam, another part you could say is Hod Islay, the Shinu Loi Kane. This they would say that he holds that the first source that we brought that he holds Shinu is not Kaina. That's only if it dies on its own. Or Nargo or X, it from Elam, they broke on its own. I'll be dying, but actively, Kagan Tricha, which is the second source, then actually Kaina Bishinu Mais, then he would acquire with a change of action. So there was not a contradiction.